my son and I, Dustin, came into Winnipeg. It's actually about 2.5 years ago now, for a pediatrician's appointment and an MRI. And we only took an overnight bag with us because we'd assumed, you know, it would be something minor and fixable and away we'd go home. But that overnight bag actually didn't do us at all because we ended up staying at that time over a month and a half in Winnipeg because Dusty was immediately brought into the hospital there. So Ronald McDonald House, which I wasn't really even aware of what they did and how things worked, a nurse from the pediatrics ward put our name in to Ronald McDonald House. So we were put on a waiting list, and a few days later, I got the call that he had a home. So I started going there first because Dusty was in the hospital. And then eventually, Dusty was able to have day passes, and then through treatments and so on, we both lived in the house. And it became a really important part of our life. I often call it the home that love built, and it certainly was our beacon during our darkest days to be able to walk into a home, you know, to have a shower or home-cooked meal or, you know, just a feeling of coming home at the end of a tough day. And when Dust was in the hospital, you know, I could run there to grab a quick shower and run back to an appointment or to sit with Dust. So I've been wanting to be an advocate for Ronald McDonald House because it did have such a powerful and incredible impact on our lives.
Being from the Kenora, Drawdon, Sulica, Red Lake area, how important is it to have something this close to home?
Well, first of all, you know, initially everybody thinks of the cost because, you know, to stay in a hotel in Winnipeg would be through the roof for those amount of days and weeks and months. And although Kenora is only a short 2.5 hour drive into Winnipeg, you know, you're not able to make those drives on a daily basis or a weekly basis with a sick child. And while at Ronald McDonald House, I met so many families from all over Manitoba and northwestern Ontario. I met families from Shoal Lake to Ignace, from Red Lake to Rainy River. And we all had our unique stories, but we all came together with, you know, one common thread, and that being a sick child or an unborn child or a premature child. Just the impact it had on having me to be able to sit and talk with families that are going through a crisis with a child.
And most importantly, how's Dustin doing today?
Thank you for asking. Dust is doing phenomenal. He missed about 1.5 years of school, but he was able to graduate last June, and he's currently enrolled in college, and he's doing incredible. And if I might add to this, too, we had a GoFundMe as we went through this a couple years back, and friends put this up on for us. And the way the Dryden community and all of northwestern Ontario, Kenora, of course, came through was just unbelievable. And I will never forget the junior Dryden football team. They pulled together, and because my son was a football player, and they pulled together and did fundraising for us, too. So that was incredible. I really just want to thank the communities of northwestern Ontario for pulling together for us, and also the powerful impact Ronald McDonald House had on our life, and we'll ever be grateful for them. And as they start their new build, if they did the groundbreaking on March the 16th, so they're going to be going from a 16-bedroom home to a 40-bedroom home, and the need is certainly there. Dusty and I were often put on a waiting list, which you don't mind because you know somebody else is in need, but to be able to walk into that home is just incredible. There's nothing comparable between that and, you know, having to stay in a hotel or sleep on the chair beside your son's or your child's bed. So I'm forever indebted to them.